This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's finally here, Election Day, and it represents an end to a long campaign season. While the results may be delayed, and there are signals of a messy outcome for farmers and ranchers, one certainly is likely: a reduction in federal direct payments. Experts seem to agree that the record direct payment to farmers this year is not sustainable. Each candidate will either likely face finding a solution to draw back those payments. If former Vice President Joe Biden should win, Politico points out you can expect a major shift in farm and food programs. Most notably would be changes to increase support for nutrition programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and an increased focus on agriculture's role in climate change. A second term with President Trump brings the expectation of continued deregulatory moves, a continuation of the current trade climate, and a likely target to streamline SNAP and other nutrition programs. In other ag news on this Tuesday, how will the presidential election today impact commodity markets? Over the past week and a half, prices have been tanking, mainly due to COVID-19, but also a slight reduction due to the incoming election. Much of it will have to do with trade policy, depending on who becomes president after today. We join Carl Setzer, market analyst with AgriVisor.
The uncertainty of the election a lot of times is what builds leading up to the actual election. We look at the equity markets today a little bit weaker, the energy markets, some of that coming from the lack of a stimulus package. But to that, we're also seeing, we don't know what's going to happen in this election. If President Trump is reelected, we kind of know what the trade policies are. Trade kind of sees where things have been going. We can, maybe think things will be status quo as we move in, to another 4 years. If candidate Joe Biden gets elected, we really don't know what's going to happen to the market. And we don't know what his trade policy is. We know what he's told us, but that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. So that creates a lot of uncertainty in the market. A lot of times when we have a change of administration, I've noticed, Jim, that in all reality, the week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks immediately after the election can be a little bit more of a market factor than leading up to the election. Like I said, it depends a lot on whether or not we see a shift in administrations or not.
Again, that was Carl Setzer, market analyst with AgriVisor. In ag news from around the world, China is flying a record number of live hogs into the country as it seeks to rebuild their hog herd. The nation is seeking to improve genetics and boost productivity, according to Bloomberg News, by flying in more than 15,000 hogs so far this year. The move comes as China seeks to increase its hog herd following African swine fever outbreaks. The hogs are worth an estimated $32 million, compared to just $3 million of hogs imported a year ago. China is seeking to modernize its hog production as well, shifting to a model of large-scale production. Meanwhile, the more than 15,000 hogs flown into China come from Denmark, France, and the UK. The number of breeding sows rose by 28% from a year ago to 38 million at the end of September. China is also importing a record value and volume of processed pork to fill the protein gap while its herd is repopulated. Back in U.S. Ag News, public interest groups sued the EPA last week over its decision to reapprove atrazine. The groups claim atrazine is linked to birth defects and cancer in humans. The lawsuit contends that the agency failed its legal duty to ensure that pesticide would not cause unreasonable harm to public health and the environment. An attorney for the Center for Food Safety says, quote, "We are in court to make sure EPA answers for its blatant disregard of the lives of our nation's farm workers and their children." The lawsuit also challenges the EPA's reapproval of two other pesticides in the triazine class, which are part of the same review process as atrazine. Farm groups welcomed the September reapproval announcement made in Missouri. At the time, Missouri Natural Resources Department Director Carol Comer stated, "EPA is using sound science to make decisions that protect children and workers, provide predictability and flexibility for agricultural producers, and to protect the environment." And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by Grain Guard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
Just because you're working doesn't mean you can't plan a holiday party. Make it easy on yourself by making farmer-owned Prairie Farms the honored guest. Add some zip to your party by serving delicious Prairie Farms French onion, bacon cheddar, jalapeno fiesta, and new veggie ranch dips. Make sure your holiday party is an event to remember with Prairie Farms dairy products. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And we're back here on your afternoon farm show for a Tuesday. And as we've moved right along this year to the 11th month of 2020, how does the weather look? We have this outlook from state climatologist Trent Ford.
You know, it is November, so there is a potential for snow events in Illinois. There always is. Just because we can get that right storm that can pull up some moisture from the Gulf combined with some cold air down from the northern plains in Canada to make just the right conditions. With that being said, the outlooks, the 8 to 10-day outlook from the Climate Prediction Center, which takes us through the first 10 days of November now, as well as the one-month outlook for November are both leaning towards pretty well elevated chances of above normal temperatures throughout the state, as well as strongly elevated chances of below normal precipitation. That's especially for the short term, the first week to week and a half of November. So, you know, October has really the last week or so has been wet and cold. It looks like as we move into November, that pattern will change at least temporarily for the first couple of weeks of November, bringing in some warmer air and some drier conditions. So again, that makes snowfall less likely, but again, you know, it just takes one system to bring that snowfall. However, those outlooks are kind of hedging for a little bit of better conditions for folks to finish up their harvest in those first couple of weeks of November.
Ford also notes that severe weather can also happen in the month of November. He cites the Washington, Illinois tornado, which occurred on November 17, 2013, and also the Taylorville tornado that happened on December 1st, coming up 2 years ago on that date. Also, he notes that rainfall deficiency has been seen across the state, as many can attest, due to the recent fires. And despite rain, drought is still persistent in several parts of Illinois. Thanks to Hurricane Zeta, an upper-level low, state climatologist Trent Ford is saying that southern Illinois had multiple days of heavy rain over the last week that ranged from 2 to 5 inches. It also helped alleviate some of the dryness seen there.
Areas of the state north of I-88 and south of I-70 have been near to much wetter than normal over the past 30 days, and heavy rain in southern and south-central Illinois have partially or entirely erased longer-term rainfall deficits.
Here in central and northern parts of the state, we received less precipitation over the last week, ranging from 1/10 up to 3/4 of an inch. The latest drought monitor is showing that most of central and east-central Illinois is still in an abnormally dry to moderate drought condition. That extends from here at Litchfield and Hillsboro over east towards Mattoon, Charleston, and Paris, the Indiana border, and northward towards Monticello, Champaign, and Rantoul. And also, one final quick note in local ag news for your Tuesday morning. 4-H clubs here in Montgomery County will be donating and are looking for donations to go to local fire departments in our mid-Illinois area after the recent fires that they've had to been fighting over the past few weeks. Even over the past few days, more brush fires have been popping up, not as severe as the major brush fire that burned over 4,500 acres just over 2 weeks ago, but still, as conditions dry across mid-Illinois, the chance of another major brush fire continues to increase. Items that are being asked for donations and are being donated by 4-H chapters include water, Gatorade, and non-perishable snacks. These items will be collected and donated to local fire departments to be on hand for possible future brush fires and into the winter months as structure fires and other typical in-home fires become more prevalent due to the increased usage of in-home heat and extension cords for Christmas lights. And that will conclude Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, November 3rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.